Why today?
Good morning, America. Welcome to The Bright Side on the Genesis Communication Network. I am your nutritional pharmacist for the next hour, Ben Fuchs, and you're listening to The Bright Side, your common sense program about nutritional supplementation. If you've got questions about nutritional supplements, if you want to get off your prescription drugs and get on a good nutritional supplement program, you have found the right place, because that's our mission here on The Bright Side, to help you understand the crazy wide world of nutritional supplementation. Our number is 866-582-9933, 866-582-9933. We welcome your questions. The position I take as a nutritional pharmacist, and I've been doing pharmacy for almost 30 years now, the position I take is that almost everything we suffer from as a health challenge is reversible and treatable. But you got to understand the mechanisms, and that's why we do this program 5 days a week, Monday through Friday, 8 to 9 Pacific, 10 to 11 Central Time. Let us walk you through your health challenge. Let us walk you through to the causes of your health challenge, and then we can address it, usually by tweaking a lifestyle decision that you're making, and, of course, by using nutritional supplements. If you want to learn more about the longevity supplements, give my friends Phyllis and Andy a call at 866-735-2470, or you can go to my website, brightsideben.com. Click on the Join Now link on the upper right-hand corner of the page. Somebody will get back to you with some more information about the longevity products, and I encourage you all to sign up for my newsletter. The first newsletter went out yesterday. So let's see where we should start today. Well, first, I suppose I should welcome my co-host and good friend, Doug Winfrey. Hello there, Douglas.
Good morning.
Good morning to you.
Newsletter.
You didn't sign up, and I was very disappointed, I have to say.
Oh, I didn't. I thought maybe you would just know that I
want. No, I want you to sign up. I was crushed.
Oh,
anyway,
I'll do that after the show.
Okay, sign up, and you'll get the newsletter. It was a good newsletter, actually. I have to say I was proud of it. Rachel and Kristen did a great job at that. So, all right. At last count, the World Health Organization has about 12,000 different disease categories. 12,000 things. How could 12,000 things go wrong in the body? It's crazy, folks. We have all these disease states. Despite all of these disease states, despite this crazy compilation of disease states, they all have several things in common. We've talked about the triangle of disease. We've talked about the digestive system. We've talked about the blood sugar system. And we've talked about the adrenal system, this so-called 3 points, the triangle of disease, digestion, blood sugar, and the adrenal glands. And we've talked about the lymphatic system, the body's defense system and defense highway, the disease highway, and the disease highway's connection to all sickness. But another important feature that all diseases have in common, and doctors love to talk about this, is inflammation. In fact, out-of-control inflammation clearly is related, although not at a causal level, it's clearly connected to disease states in our seemingly never-ending health crisis that we confront in this country. In order to understand inflammation, we have to understand the concept of terrain. The terrain is like the soil of the body, the dirt of the body. And the health condition that follows is like plants that grow out of the soil. The word terrain actually is French for soil. If you don't water your soil, if you don't give it minerals, if you don't give it sunlight, if you dump poison chemicals on your soil, you're not going to have very healthy plants. You may be able to force a little bit of production from the plants by using intense fertilizers or some super high-tech agricultural genetics, but basically crappy soil means crappy plants. The condition of real soil, dirt, is dependent on plants and animals and insects, as well as air and rain and chemicals that you're putting on it, unintentionally or intentionally. And in much the same way, the terrain of the body, the soil of the body, is largely dependent on the foods that we eat, the water we drink, microorganisms that live in us and on us, and the biochemicals that are produced by what we think and what we feel, consciously or unconsciously. And folks, that is a lot of control. Yes, I know about genetics and genetic testing, and we're going to talk a little bit about that later today, but study after study after study, as well as real-life experience, shows us that when we make changes in any of these control points, whether it's the foods we're eating, the water we're drinking, a sense of spirituality, a sense of the divine, mind power, quality emotions like joy and love, whenever we make changes like in any of these features, we likewise make changes in our health. Go get yourself a blood pressure cuff, wrap it around your arm, and think something crappy. Watch what happens to your blood pressure. Think something peaceful and loving. Watch what happens to your blood pressure. We have more control over our bodies than we have been told, but that control is a double-edged sword. We have the ability to make lousy choices and produce a lousy body just as easily as we can make effective choices and have good health, have great health. We can abdicate responsibility. We can become doctored and cut up and drugged up, and we can spend our hard-earned money on lame, doc-in-a-box health care, or we can participate in our wellness by making good food choices, by getting on a nutritional supplement program, by exercising and moving that lymphatic system. A dysfunctional terrain shows up visibly as inflammation, and I hear a lot of doctors talking about inflammation as the cause of disease. Well, there's a couple things I want to say here about inflammation. First of all, inflammation is not the problem. Inflammation is not the enemy. Don't be shooting the messenger, folks. Inflammation is a sign that the body is working, that it's doing its business, that it's following its mandate. Inflammation, in fact, is a part of the body's job description. When there's inflammation, that means the body is trying to wall something off. We have this crazy idea that inflammation is a cause of diseases, when really inflammation is nothing more than the body attempting to protect itself from disease. It's this out of control nature that's the problem. Out of control inflammation, because the body is like the little boy trying to put its finger in the dike and you keep getting holes throughout the dike. It's the out of control inflammation that's the problem. And anti-inflammatory drugs need to be used with great caution if we're going to maintain a healthy terrain. Some of the most toxic drugs are the so-called NSAID, non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs like Motrin or Naprosyn or Indocin. These NSAID anti-inflammatories that some people are taking like candy, especially athletes, by the way, these NSAID anti-inflammatory drugs actually cause thousands of deaths every year. The American Journal of Gastroenterology, which is certainly no alternative journal, it's a mainstream conservative doctor journal, they call NSAID toxicity a serious problem. And by the way, this inflammatory process is one of the coolest, most intelligent biochemical processes in the body. In fact, it's one of the coolest natural processes in the entire universe. When you get a cut, or something tears on the inside, or there's some kind of foreign invasion from food or protein or some kind of poison, an intelligent, wise choreography of chemistry kicks in immediately. This chemistry involves blood and chemicals that are released from the blood, and fibers and white blood cells. They serve to provide a net that walls off the damaged area and gets it ready for repair. A damaged area from a tear or an attack from a foreign invader is like... It stimulates the immune system. It stimulates this clotting system. It stimulates the inflammatory system. Chemicals shoot little beams of chemistry, little beams of molecules at a foreign invader like some kind of science fiction Star Wars movie. Literally, that's what happens. And these little tiny cells are no bigger than one-tenth of the width of your hair. And they have some kind of intelligence that allows it to know what kind of chemistry is going on that it can shoot. It can shoot these missiles, these chemical missiles, at the bad guys. Anyway, the net result of all of this is debris and toxicity and dead cells, and as long as this is a rare event, it's not a problem. But when it becomes a regular, hour-by-hour, minute-by-minute event like it is in some people, we got a serious problem. Long-term chronic attack, long-term chronic repeated damage produces what is called chronic inflammation. And even then, the problem's not the inflammation. It's the chronic assault on the body that the inflammation is trying to contain that needs to be addressed. First of all, the war has to stop. We have to declare ceasefire with whatever toxicity we're assaulting our bodies with. And pretty much that means the foods that we're eating, folks. And secondly, we got to get on nutritional supplementation. You got to get on vitamin C. You got to make sure you're getting the B complex. You got to make sure you're taking selenium. You got to make sure you're building your glutathione levels. Nutritional supplementation is a key to this process because these components are not found in enough abundance in the foods that we're eating. Nutritional supplementation, folks, in this day and age is not an option. If you're going to maximize your health, you have to understand how to use nutritional supplementation. Nutritional supplementation is your option when it comes to medicating yourself. Nutritional supplementation is good medicine. That's why we finish up the program. We say good nutrition is good medicine. If you're on a prescription drug, folks, and you want to get off it, I encourage you to give us a call today at 866-582-9933. 866-582-9933. I'm pharmacist Ben Fuchs with Doug Winfrey. You're listening to The Bright Side. We're going to take a break and be back with more good health information. Don't go away. Hi, everyone. I'm Pharmacist Ben, nutritional pharmacist and host of The Bright Side. The good news about nutrition and health. The good news that if you or someone you care about is on a prescription drug or has some kind of health challenge, there's a gentle, natural, healthy way to address most health issues without drugs and without doctors, and it's as simple as understanding how the parts of the body work and how they interact with the foods we eat and the nutrients we take in. If you've heard me on The Bright Side or at one of my presentations, you know I'm a man on a mission to help you understand health and wellness and the remarkable healing powers of the biological system called the human body. And if you like The Bright Side, you're going to love my new website, brightsideben.com. You'll find articles and links. You'll be able to access archives, and we'll even have exclusive information that you won't hear on the radio show. And of course, you can purchase the Longevity Nutritional Supplements and even sign up to join my Longevity team and make an impact, make a difference, and maybe make some money too. Check out brightsideben.com. That's brightsideben.com or call 866-735-2470 for more information.
Fear of falling is the number one reason seniors leave the home they love. And millions of aging Americans can no longer enjoy the pleasure of a simple bath from fear of falling. Don't leave your home. There is a solution. The revolutionary Designed for Seniors Walk-In Tub. Rediscover the soothing, luxurious pleasure of a comfortable and therapeutic bath by calling 877-513-3797. The Designed for Seniors Walk-In Tub has everything. A low step and walk-in door for easy access. Built-in heating, easy-to-reach controls with both water and air jet therapy to soothe away aches and pains. All tubs are proudly made in the USA and come with a limited lifetime warranty. Enjoy a relaxing, safe, and comfortable bath again. Call 877-513-3797 and ask for the Designed for Seniors Walk-In Tub. That's 877-513-3797. The Designed for Seniors Walk-In Tub for boomers and beyond.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
Never buy home canning jar lids again. No kidding. When you buy Tadler reusable canning lids once, you'll never buy canning lids ever again. Safely store emergency preparedness foods for years. Traditional metal lids are single-use throwaways containing BPA. But Tadler reusable canning lids are guaranteed to last a lifetime when used as designed for home canning. Tadler lids are made with a USDA and FDA-approved food-grade plastic, safe for direct food contact, and contain no BPA. Tadler lids are dishwasher safe, usable with standard pressure or water bath canning, eliminate food spoilage from acid corrosion, fit standard mason jars, are indefinitely reusable, and are proudly made in the USA. Place orders at reusablecanninglids.com or call 1-877-747-2793, 877-747-2793. Call 877-747-2793 or go to reusablecanninglids.com. That's reusablecanninglids.com for Tadler reusable canning lids, the original since 1976.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
All right, we are back on The Bright Side. The good news about nutrition and nutritional supplementation that says no matter what it is you're suffering from, chances are there's a nutritional strategy that you can at least try. Folks, the Hippocratic Oath says, do no harm. First, do no harm. And that's why no matter what it is you're confronting as a health challenge, the first thing you want to do is safe, non-toxic, gentle nutritional supplementation, food strategies, and changing your lifestyle choices. If you want us to walk you through whatever your challenge is today, backtrack it to its causal level and get you on a good nutritional supplement program, we're here to help you We're here to do that for you at 866-582-9933, 866-582-9933. Of course, you can always check out my website, brightsideben.com. Click on the Join Now link, and you can join me in my mission to help educate the planet about the importance of nutritional supplementation. We're talking off air, Doug, about this whole idea that it's in your genes. That's all. And there's nothing you could do about it. It's in your genetics. My mom had Crohn's disease. My dad had Crohn's disease. So, of course, I have Crohn's disease. And it seems to me like the medical model, the medical mafia, want us to believe that we just are condemned to whatever our health status is and we have no option. Do you ever get that sense that there's this idea that there's nothing we can do and we're just forced to live with whatever our genetics?
Yeah, well, you know, if we didn't buy into that concept, they would be out of a job after a while.
That's
right. In Eastern medicine, the whole attitude is more that it's their job to keep you from ever getting sick rather than treating
right.
you once you do get sick. Right. And in this model that we have here, one of the problems with it is even when they talk about prevention, they're not truly talking true prevention. What they're talking is they're talking early detection.
Right.
And one of the newest little fads out there are these doing these tests on people and then telling people that they have a genetic marker for a certain disease. And I've even heard stories of people that have been told, oh, you have a genetic marker for breast cancer or prostate cancer, and they'll even slap a percentage on there, even as high as 90-95%. And as you were mentioning in the monologue about how, you know, your mental outlook has a lot to do with your, you know, overall health, you're going to wonder, you know, how does that affect someone's health when you tell them, oh, you've got a 95% chance of getting breast cancer? Well, obviously, that's going to depress you, going to bum you out, and that's going to affect your overall health, probably going to affect your immune response to any, you know, and a lot of the time when they do this to people, they haven't even actually been diagnosed with the disease.
Right.
They haven't showed up to actually have it. It's just like, oh, you have a genetic predisposition for this,
so you're
going to get this disease.
Do you remember Christina Applegate? Have we talked about her? We may have talked about her. She actually had her breast removed because the breast cancer was in her family. She had some kind of genetic markers for breast cancer, as if you can just remove breasts and not affect any other part of the body. Folks, if any physician tells you that they can just take out a part of your body and not have any other effects, they don't know what they're talking about. And all you have to do is go interview one of your friends who's had their gallbladder removed or has had part of their colon removed or has had a hysterectomy, and they'll tell you that once you start taking parts out of the body, you are playing with fire. The female reproductive system is key for every single hormone in the body, not just female reproductive hormones, all your hormones. The breasts are a gland. They're an endocrine gland, and they produce hormones, and you cannot just have tissue removed out of the body. Now, of course, if you have cancer, I'm not saying that you don't want to necessarily, it's a very good possibility you may want to remove that organ that's cancerous. That's true. But that's pretty much the only time that you want to have anything removed out of your body. Genetic markers are not a reason to remove tissue out of the body. Genetic markers are not deities. Genetic markers are not gods. They're nothing more than markers. And just because you have a genetic marker doesn't mean you're going to get that disease. And it's very important to understand. This whole central dogma that says that everything is written in the genes has pretty much been proven false. You know, when they studied the human genome, and they wanted to find out where every gene was and what every gene did, they came out with, at the end of it, there was a big surprise when they found out that an earthworm and a fruit fly has pretty much the same amount of genes as a human being. So this whole notion that genes are linked to proteins, that every single gene in your body expresses something, some kind of protein, has pretty much been proven false. The fact of the matter is, folks, and this is the bottom line, this is the bottom line to everything I do in my professional, personal, and personal career, is we need to understand that we have so much more control over our health than we have been told at all levels. It requires understanding our spiritual being. It requires understanding our mental being. It requires understanding our emotional being. And clearly, it requires understanding our bodies and our physical nature. The more we understand about our bodies, the more we will realize how everything we do, every piece of food we put in our mouth, every thought we think, And every emotion we feel is intimately linked to how our body shows up. And that, my friends, is good news. That's why I call this program The Bright Side. Because it's the good news that says that we have a tremendous amount of control over our blood pressure. We have a tremendous amount of control over our immune system. We have a tremendous amount of control over our building anabolic process. But it requires understanding some of the rudiments about how the body works. Our number is 866-582-9933. If you've got questions about how your body is showing up, in terms of its health, we want to help you out. If you've got questions about your weight, if you've got questions about your blood pressure, if you've got questions about some kind of genetic disorder, is that me or you? Is that Doug? Are they coming to get you out there, Douglas?
I think your ride's here, Ben.
Thanks, Doug. Appreciate that. That's what happens when you live downtown. I'm doing my show right out of my apartment in downtown Denver. Anyway, the fact of the matter is we have far more control over our bodies than we've been told. And we want to help you understand how to work that out at 866-582-9933, 866-582-9933. One of the most important components when it comes to understanding nutritional supplementation, how we can take care of our bodies, of course, is our liver. And that's because the liver is involved in detoxification. Many of the diseases that we confront are really nothing more than the manifestations of a liver that is not functioning correctly. And one of the most important places that the liver... one of the most important roots of liver dysfunction is, of course, the digestive system. And we oftentimes do not make that link. I hear on this program a lot of times, and I hear in my practice a lot of times, that, well, I was just motoring right along, and I got this disease state. I got a letter yesterday from a gal who says that her husband is doing real well with his gout, but every once in a while, his gout just shows up. And I did a little interview on the phone with this gal, and it turns out that the gout was just showing up every time her husband was eating fruit or eating fruit juice or drinking fruit juice. He was doing a big fruit smoothie, and a couple days later his gout would show up. We have to understand the link between what we're doing in our lives through our digestive system, through the food we're putting in our mouth, and our disease states. Once we understand this connection, friends, once we understand this link, we will begin to realize that we have so much power over what is showing up in terms of our health. The human genetic lifespan is 120 to 130 years. There's a really cool book called Blue Zones that talks all about this. We are lucky to make it half that far, and we start the rotting and decay process around age 25 to 30. This is not the way it's supposed to be, but it is a natural and logical result of what we've done to our environment and what we're doing to our bodies. If you want to clear this up, we want to help you. 866-582-9933 is the number. Or you can sign up for my newsletter, or you can sign up to learn more about the longevity products at brightsideben.com. You can also call Phyllis and Andy or Nasima and Rachel at 866-735-2470. 866-735-2470. When we come back from our break, we're going to take your phone calls. Matt, hang tight there. We're going to get you next. And if you're out there and you want to converse, if you want to contribute to the conversation today, or you want to ask us some questions, we want to hear from you as well at 866-582-9933, 866-582-9933. You're listening to The Bright Side on the Genesis Communication Network. I'm pharmacist Ben Fuchs with Doug Winfrey. We'll be back right after this.
Sore throat? Spray that with Dermatol. Diaper rash? Spray that with Dermatol.
Ouch!
Burn or cut? Spray that with Dermatol for shockingly fast relief. If you had room for only one first aid product in your preparedness kit, you need Dermatol because it works on almost every skin irritation or injury. All-natural Dermatol brings amazing relief to burns, cuts, scrapes, bites, boils, shingles, rashes, elderly skin tears, even chronic diabetic ulcers and bed sores. Dermatol is an all-natural, antimicrobial, antiviral, and antifungal wound cleanser that speeds healing with no side effects, is safe for all ages and skin types, and is even safe enough to spray on sore throats or onto sore eyes. Read our many testimonials at Dermatol.com, spelled Dermatol.com. Order online at Dermatol.com or call 800-217-6677. That's 800-217-6677. Effective, efficient, economical. Spray it all with Dermatol.
Economists, politicians, and even the average citizen can agree we may only be days or weeks away from the next terrible event that could literally change the face of life as we know it. Learn the secrets of the world's top survival and preparedness experts at the DFW Marriott in Dallas, Texas for the 2011 International Survival and Preparedness Conference on Memorial Day weekend, May 28th through 30th. Register at survivalist.com or toll free 866-437-6570 before time runs out. That's survivalist.com.
If you breathe, eat, or drink, your body's pH balance is at risk. Micronized, activated zeolite is the only product of its kind on the market that can balance pH levels and offset immediate and long-term effects of nuclear fallout. 100% natural, safe, and gentle enough for children, animals, and pregnant women. Activated zeolite, available at RadiationFix.com or call 619-249-2574. RadiationFix.com or call 619-249-2574.
Iodine protection packs from hempusa.org are now in stock for immediate delivery worldwide. Our iodine protection packs include microplant powder, green life kelp, red palm oil, and our clear roll-on iodine that will feed the body the iodine it needs. All iodine protection packs are in stock. Save you money and ship for free in all 50 states. Visit hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
HempUSA.org has a revolutionary wonder food for detoxing the body and rebuilding the immune system.
Microplant powder can help unclog arteries and soften heart valves while removing heavy metals, virus, fungus, bacteria, and parasites. Plus, it cleans and purifies the blood, lungs, stomach, and colon. Keep your body clean with microplant powder. Visit us at HempUSA.org or call 908-691-2608 today.
If you suffer from poor sleep, you need MyPillow. Guaranteed to be the most comfortable pillow you will ever own. Using a patented fill, MyPillow adjusts to your exact individual needs by gently supporting your head, shoulders, and neck. MyPillow has a natural, built-in cooling effect, keeping your cervical nerves cool, giving you the best sleep of your life. MyPillow will never go flat and relieves snoring, migraines, sleep apnea, fibromyalgia, and many other disorders. It's antimicrobial, non-allergenic, dust mite resistant, and best of all, machine washable and dryable. MyPillow is made in the USA, has an A rating with the Better Business Bureau, comes with a 60-day money-back guarantee and an industry-leading 10-year warranty. Order today at MyPillow.com or call 952-442-6199. That's 952-442-6199. Mention coupon code GCN and receive 20% off your order. What do you have to lose except poor sleep? MyPillow.com, the most comfortable pillow you will ever own, guaranteed.
Ready to save? Then you're ready for the Super Summer Sale at Herbal Healer Academy. Herbal Healer has been the leader in quality natural supplements for 23 years. Log on to HerbalHealer.com and take advantage of Herbal Healer Academy's incredible savings on 500 parts per million colloidal silver. The best pharmaceutical grade available and all sizes on sale. Super Male Plex with you Hindi and Super Femplex for summer toning. Buy glucosamine chondroitin 60 cap summer sale priced at only $12. Colon Enhancer 250 caps, summer sale priced at just $18. And if your brain's a little foggy, we have a great supplement on sale called Memory Power. Log on and hit the postcard specials link for more super summer savings at HerbalHealer.com. As always, new customers get a free catalog with first order. Herbal Healer Academy, healing the world with nature one person at a time.
The GCN Radio Network, providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN. Great talk radio starts here.
All right, we're back on the Bright Side. Pharmacist Ben Fuchs and Doug Winfrey, your nutritional supplement program. We're here 5 days a week on the Genesis Communication Network. If you like what you hear, tell your friends. If you want to talk to us today, our number is 866-582-9933, 866-582-9933. I like a couple of these stories that you sent over, Douglas. The one about heartburn is kind of interesting. Apparently, they feel like a heartburn is not connected to the foods you're eating. I'm not buying that.
Well, they say not always.
Well, not always, but if you look at what are the seven reasons? Let's go over these seven reasons.
The seven reasons, they say a sphincter has low pressure. I've never heard that.
Let's do it. Let's do it one at a time, okay?
All right.
Sphincter has low pressure. We know that that's clearly the main reason why people get heartburn, but why does the sphincter have low pressure? What do they say there? Unknown reasons. Well, I'm telling you the reasons. The reasons your sphincter has low pressure is because certain foods that we eat suppress the muscle tone. When you are under the chemical conditions of fight or flight, when your body is producing stress hormones that are stimulating fight or flight response, emergency stress hormones, that sphincter loosens up. So anything that we do that stimulates fight or flight, and sugar is one of the most important things that we do, is going to loosen the sphincter. If you're eating lots of sugar and you're getting heartburn, try to connect the sugar. And remember, bread is sugar and pasta is sugar and all those starchy, floury foods are sugar. See if you notice that the more sugars you're eating, the looser that sphincter gets and the more heartburn you get. And more often than not, you'll notice that the foods you're eating are reducing the sphincter, are reducing the tone of the sphincter. What's the next one?
Next one is pregnancy. They say progestin hormones there.
Okay, well, that could be hormones, but one of the key points of hormone control, of course, is the foods we eat. The third reason?
The third reason is a hiatal hernia. I was actually told I had that years ago and suffered with acid reflux for a long time until I listened to Dr. Wallach and got on the minerals and started salting my food, and guess what? No problem.
There you go. Hiatal hernia is when the diaphragm pushes up, and it pushes up in the esophagus, and it changes the shape of the esophagus, basically, and doctors feel like it's a mechanical problem and you need to have surgery. But like you say, Doug, once you start a nutritional supplement program, many times even symptoms that are caused by a mechanical problem can be relieved. What's the next reason?
The next reason is a gastroparesis.
Well, gastroparesis is a digestive condition, folks. So, food connection. Next.
Obesity.
Food connection. Next.
Bisphosphonates. Doctor drugs. Connection.
Doctor connection. Right. It's drugs. So, basically, you're looking at a food connection when it comes to heartburn. The key for heartburn, for treating heartburn, everyone, number one, see if you can link digestive symptomology. See if you can link foods with all digestive symptomology, whether it's heartburn or anything else. And secondly, make sure you're getting on a good nutritional supplement program. Probiotics are awesome, and electrolytes are wonderful as well. And here's something else for folks who have heartburn. One of the reasons why you get this reflux of acids from the stomach is literally because you're not making enough stomach acid. How ironic is that? You get splashback when you're not making enough stomach acid. And you can actually relieve heartburn many times by taking in a stomach acid supplement called betaine hydrochloride. And that's spelled B-E-T-A-I-N-E-H-C-L, betaine hydrochloride. Betaine hydrochloride acidifies the stomach, and that can actually help reduce the incidences of reflux. Betaine hydrochloride is found in the Ultimate Enzymes if you're looking at the Youngevity products. The bottom line here, the take-home message here is try a nutritional supplement program first, especially before you consider a toxic pharmaceutical drugs. And one of the worst, among the worst of the toxic pharmaceutical drugs are drugs that suppress acid production. Without stomach acid, you have now compromised your body's ability to digest proteins, you've compromised your body's ability to process minerals, you've compromised your body's ability to process those all-important B vitamins. From that point forward, disease spirals downward out of control. So always look for nutritional supplementation first before you choose toxic pharmaceutical drugs. And I'm telling you this as a registered pharmacist, drugs should only be used as a last resort. All right, our number is 866-582-9933. Matt in Tennessee, what's going on, buddy?
Oh, not too much, man. Thanks for taking my call.
Sure.
I went to an ophthalmologist last month because I had like an opaque floater in one of my eyes.
Okay.
It was stationary, and he took my blood pressure. And I was in stage 2 hypertension. And he sent me to a doctor the next day and an eyeball specialist. And the doctor put me on Olmesartan, 20 milligrams. And I went back a month later, and he upped it to 40. And I went to a natural doctor who is on the station that carries your show. She may even be listening, and I consulted with her, and I, you know, fundamentally don't want to take those things. And she got me some 5-HTP. She uses Now
nice.
Products.
Nice.
5-HTP, Total Well-Being.
All right. Here's some other options for you. Did you say she's a physician, by the way, or she's a naturopath?
Naturopath.
Yeah. Okay, here's a couple solutions. First, there's a couple options for you. Number one, Always link blood pressure problems to blood sugar problems. The number one reason why blood sugar goes awry is, or blood pressure goes awry, is when blood sugar becomes dysfunctional. So, first of all, any diabetes in your family?
No diabetes.
Okay. Any weight issues where you started to gain weight around your 30s or 40s where you didn't have any weight problems before?
No, not really. I've always been very athletic.
How old are you?
48.
Okay. So here's the first thing that you want to do. Now, it sounds like your blood sugar is okay, but that's just with a couple of questions, and chances are it's not because most people have blood sugar problems. So what you want to do is start to work on a blood sugar nutritional supplementation and blood sugar dietary strategy. So reduce the breads, the pastas, all those things that spike blood sugar, and then start to take in nutrients that help with blood sugar. And it turns out, and this is very important, folks, everybody listening, I want you to hear this. The nutrients that help with blood sugar also help with blood pressure. For example, magnesium is one of the most important minerals you could ever take for your blood sugar, and it's one of the most important minerals you can ever take for your blood pressure. In fact, magnesium alone can help reduce blood pressure as well as stabilize blood sugar. So I'd be getting on magnesium, 1,000 milligrams to 2,000 milligrams a day is a great place to start. Magnesium also will help you sleep if you have problems sleeping at night. And I forgot to ask you that. Any issues around sleep? Matt?
I have had some issues there, and a lot of it's related to a personal stress issue that I'm going through, too.
Well, all that is contributing, absolutely. So take magnesium. You may want to consider taking it before bedtime. Secondly, the vitamin niacin, vitamin B3, is very important for blood pressure, very important for blood sugar. It's part of something called the glucose tolerance factor, the GTF in the body, and it is a very powerful blood vessel dilator. It will open up blood vessels. So niacin is important for blood sugar, and it's also important for blood pressure. By the way, for people who suffer from anxiety, niacin is an amazing anti-anxiety nutritional supplement. One of the key things to remember, however, when you're starting to supplement with niacin or any of the single B vitamins, you never want to take one B vitamin without taking it as an entire complex. So if you decide to get yourself on vitamin B3, make sure you're taking the entire B complex with it. Get yourself on that Beyond Tangy Tangerine. It's a great source of all of your B vitamins. Then there's other nutrients that are important for blood sugar and blood pressure as well. Chromium and vanadium, which you'll find, of course, in the Longevity Sweet Ease product. Those are both important for blood pressure as well as for blood sugar. And then, of course, zinc, which is one of the most important minerals of all to take, is important for blood sugar, and it may have a positive effect on your blood pressure as well. Last but not least, when it comes to blood pressure problems, and by the way, blood pressure is very, very easy to treat. Very easy to treat. When you start doing some of these strategies, you're going to have to reduce your blood pressure medicine. There's one more thing I want to talk about. Stick with us, Matt. We got to take a break. 866-582-9933 is the number. I'm pharmacist Ben Fuchs. You are listening to The Bright Side. We'll be back right after this.
Dr. Joe Wallach is not your typical doctor. Both a veterinarian and naturopathic physician, Dr. Wallach asks, why does America spend more money on healthcare by far and yet ranks 50th in health and longevity worldwide? The doctor believes that people should be empowered with a basic understanding of nutrition, then take charge of their life to attain optimal health and longevity through nutrition, not by toxic prescription drugs that lead to side effects, requiring more toxic prescription drugs. Talk about being dependent on drug companies, to our own destruction no less. This is clearly a deadly recipe. Doc Wallach's message is resonating with an increasing number of Americans who are waking up to all the government and big pharma manipulation of our healthcare system. I like what Doc Wallach is saying and doing to enlighten people and have joined forces to help this tireless crusader spread his message. Visit GCNminerals.com and listen to Dr. Wallach's Deadly Recipes lecture. It makes a lot of sense, and I invite you to join the GCN Minerals team. Go to GCNminerals.com. That's GCNminerals.com.
Our big story, food prices rise with gas prices. Economists expect food price hikes of 3 to 4% this year. From lettuce to tomatoes, virtually all fresh produce has doubled in price. In the past year, corn prices up 87%, soybeans up 41%, and wheat has climbed 54%. Demand for seed is extremely high. Stock up today while supplies last.
Yes, there is a threat of seed shortages due to climatic weather events. Be prepared. Save money. Eat healthy with SeedsNow.com. For a limited time, SeedsNow.com is offering a survival garden seed vault stocked with over 60,000 high-quality heirloom seeds, over 50 popular varieties. All SeedsNow.com seeds are grown in the USA, 100% heirloom, 100% non-hybrid, 100% non-GMO. Order now at seedsnow.com or by phone at 818-584-1488. That's 818-584-1488. Remember, seedsnow.com, your number one online source for quality garden seeds.
If you owe money to the IRS, you can't make the problem go away by yourself. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved once and for all.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. For 30 years, I've helped thousands of people solve their tax debt problem, and I can help you solve yours, too. We take a very simple but proven three-step approach to solving your problem. First, we stabilize IRS collection actions so you don't have to worry about the IRS seizing your bank account or paycheck. Next, we build a comprehensive plan to get your tax debt reduced to the fullest extent possible, sometimes even completely eliminated. And finally, we work with you every step of the way to get your problem solved once and for all. Call us for a free consultation. Call 1-800-346-6829. We'll work together to get your problem solved, guaranteed.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for three decades, and he can help you too. Call us today at 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
If you own a septic system or if you're facing costly septic system replacement, this message is for you. When you want to stop paying for pump outs and avoid backups, when you've had enough of the foul odors and costly repairs, use BioSafe One Septic Solution. Now there's an easy-to-use, 100% guaranteed answer to all your septic system problems. BioSafe One Septic Solution. BioSafe One is patented and made specifically for all septic systems and made by the same team of scientists who helped clean up the Exxon Valdez oil spill. BioSafe One decontaminates and removes sludge. Costly pump outs and repairs and remove septic system stench, all with a 100% success rate. See what gives BioSafe One Septic Solution the advantage over any other septic product at BioSafeOne.com. That's BioSafeOne.com. BioSafeOne.com. Or call toll free 1-866-424-6663. That's 1-866-424-6663. BioSafe One, the guaranteed bio-friendly, money-saving way to clean your septic system.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
All right, we are back on the bright side. I'm pharmacist Ben Fuchs. Thanks for joining us today. Our number is 866-582-9933. Matt in Tennessee, you still there, buddy?
Sir.
Okay, so here's what you want to do with the blood pressure. Matt was asking about blood pressure and nutrition. I like to treat blood pressure first and foremost as a blood sugar problem, and I know from a few questions that I asked you, it didn't sound like you had anything dramatic going on with blood sugar, but you still may have a little bit of blood sugar issues because most of us do just because of the way we eat in this country. So I would focus first and foremost on strategies that help both blood sugar and blood pressure. The B vitamins are very important, especially niacin and also thiamine, vitamin B1, but make sure you're taking the B vitamins as an entire complex. Number two, magnesium, the mineral magnesium, as well as zinc. In fact, all of your electrolytes in general, it's probably a good idea to take. You can get your electrolytes in the Beyond Tangy Tangerine. You want to take your electrolytes in a liquid fashion, if possible, in a liquid fashion that doesn't have sugar. You know, they have these electrolyte drinks that are out there, but a lot, like Gatorade and things like that, but a lot of them have sugar. So try to get in as much electrolytes as you can, especially potassium. Potassium's got wonderfully beneficial effects on blood pressure. You can get those in vegetable juices, vegetable soups, and that's really the best place to get your electrolytes is vegetable soups and vegetable juices. And also the Beyond Tangy Tangerine from Longevity is a good source of all the electrolytes. Chromium and vanadium, which are important for blood sugar. And then before we went to break, I said there's one more thing that's important, and that is your omega-3 fatty acids. Most of the fats that we get today throw our balances a little bit off. There's two main essential fatty acids, omega-6 and omega-3. We get lots of omega-6 containing oils, although we may not get enough omega-6s themselves. So I like my clients to take a good nutritional essential fatty acid supplement that has both omega-6s and omega-3s. And of course, the Ultimate EFAs from Longevity are one of those types of supplements. Whatever supplement you do, make sure it's a balance of omega-6s and omega-3s. And last but not least, if you find that you have any kind of digestive distress, when you take your essential fatty acids, you want to throw in some digestive enzymes, because that's a sign that you're not absorbing your essential fats. So you got lots of nutritional strategies. And one last thing I'll tell you, Matt, is once you start to do these nutritional supplements, and if you're still on, if you're still taking your prescription drugs, you better tell the doc, because your blood pressure may drop too low once you start taking nutritional supplements and making different lifestyle changes, if you're still taking the poison pharmaceuticals, which are literally poisoning your blood pressure system. That's how these drugs work. They either poison the vasculature, the blood vessels, or they literally will poison the heart, like calcium channel blockers and beta blockers. They literally poison the heart to lower the blood pressure. So if you start these nutritional supplements, which I highly recommend that you do, tell your doctor, because you're going to need to lower your prescription dose or even eliminate it entirely, okay? Thanks for calling, buddy.
Thanks,
appreciate it. Good luck, buddy. And last, I forgot to say, you know, sugar will totally, totally mess up the blood sugar system or the blood pressure system. So make sure that you're reducing your sugar intake, especially that high fructose corn syrup, which is especially sneaky, and nasty sweetener. You know, one last thing I should say, and then we'll take a couple more calls. About sweeteners, if you have gout and you have to get off of sugar, which I highly recommend that you do if you have gout, we talked about this yesterday and I forgot to mention, look for an alternative sweetener like stevia or xylitol. Xylitol is really neat because xylitol not only is tastes just like sugar without any of the negative effects of sugar, but it's also good for your bones and it's got antibacterial properties, and you can actually even inject insert drops of xylitol solution right in your ears or right in your sinuses if you have sinus infections or ear infections. Okay, we got time for a couple more calls. Let's see who's next on the line. Karen in Arizona, what's going on?
Something I never thought of.
Okay.
Of heartworms or worms for pets. Now, I'm giving my dog the longevity and my cat the longevity,
okay.
But what does longevity have to, you know, for heartworms or something like that?
Well, here's the thing about animals and heartworms, and it's the same with humans. You know, you're not going to, there's no nutritional supplements that are going to kill heartworms, but what you want to do with nutritional supplementation is you want to make the environment inhospitable to invaders. And you do that by supporting the immune system, and there's lots of things you could do for that. Number one, the worst things you can give your animals if you're concerned about any kind of immune issues is crappy food. Well, same with people. For example, dogs are not supposed to eat cereal. Cats are not supposed to eat cereal, too. Cats and dogs are meat eaters. So when you feed your cats and your dogs dog chow or cat chow, what you're doing is you're setting up a situation where you're going to have an unhealthy immune system and an unhealthy blood sugar system, which, of course, will lead to an unhealthy immune system. Blood sugar problems are not just a big issue, a big health crisis in humans. Blood sugar problems are a big health crisis in pets. In fact, we're going to talk about that today, Douglas. There's a story on about diabetes in dogs. We said in the past how, what is it, one out of every 100 dogs or cats have diabetes? This is absurd. 1% of the pet population is diabetic, and it's because they're eating the same foods that we're eating, and they're getting the same lack of exercise that we're getting. So first and foremost is correct your dog's diet. Make sure that your dog is off of anything that's going to mess up his immune system, specifically cereal-based dog chows, which I do not recommend for animals, even though they do put nutritional supplements. And in fact, a lot of these dog chows and cat chows, there's more nutrition in there than people are getting. But even still, the cereals are big problems for the animals, and that's one of the reasons why animals are overweight and one of the reasons why animals have diabetes. Second thing that's important for animals is essential fatty acids. That's right. EFAs can go a long way towards helping your animal, not only for your animal's immune system and for your animal's weight, but also for your animal's coat and also for your animal's joints. And speaking of joints, you can actually give your animals glucosamine and chondroitin and all of the same stuff that's in bone soup. That bone soup that we talk about for humans that's so important for joint health and connective tissue health and immune system health is great for animals too. And the immune system boosting effect of bone soup may be helpful for your dog too, Karen. So make yourself bone soup and make your pooch bone soup too. And I'm sure your dog's going to love that also. You can actually pour the bone soup on top of your dog's on top of your dog food. You could, if he's eating cereal, you can soften the cereal with bone soup and get him some of those nutrients. Bone soup has these immune factors that help support immunity in addition to being important for connective tissue. And then there's also, Doug, you were telling me off air how What did you say about the bloom, the fertilizer or the
There's a product,
the plants.
Yeah, the product available from Youngevity that's called Bloomin' Miracles, and it's actually a soil supplement to put in your garden so that when you grow your own garden, your veggies will have all the nutrients that your soil is lacking in. But I've actually heard Dr. Wallach prescribe that you could, if for larger animals like horses and goats and cattle, you could
the
mix
minerals.
The Bloomin' Minerals in with their feed. With
that's
horses,
great.
It's with sweet feed. And so
that's
another option. And, you that's know, one great. Of the things about the foods you're talking about, if you're looking for animal food, what you want to look for is make sure the first three ingredients are meat-based rather than corn or rice
right.
or some
right,
other
right.
type of grain. And that's one reason why the increase in diabetes among animals.
Yeah, and you know how they get dogs to eat cereal? Dogs aren't going to eat cereal on their own. You know how they get the dogs and cats to eat cereal? They got these nasty chemicals that taste that have the same taste to a dog, activate the same taste receptors in a dog that meat does. They disguise the cereal with these chemicals. And I know because I used to formulate some of these pet products, and I used to have to order these fish-flavored chemicals and meat-flavored chemicals to put in the medicines for the animals so the animals would take their medicines. See, what we're doing to animals is the same thing we're doing to us. We're faking the body out with crappy food and crappy chemicals that make the crappy food taste like it's good food. There's no way you would eat some of these foods if you didn't have these nasty chemicals on top of them to fake you out. One of the worst, which we talked about on this program, are the glutamates, the excitotoxins like MSG that make you all happy to eat your toxic foods. That's how MSGs and excitotoxins work. That's how aspartame works, too. It fakes out the brain, it fakes out the body, into thinking that you're getting something good, you get all happy, and you drink your Coke, and you eat your cereal. Otherwise, we wouldn't be eating that stuff. We wouldn't be eating half the stuff we were eating if we weren't fooled into eating it. Folks, no matter what it is you're suffering from, no matter what your health challenge is, there is a nutritional strategy that you can employ to make you feel better and sometimes completely eliminate your symptomology. That's why I do this program. That's why I do my business. That's why I'm here. If you've got questions, I welcome your emails, ben@ksco.com. We're here 5 days a week to help you understand nutritional supplementation. If you like what you heard, tell your friends. 5 days a week, Monday through Friday, 8 to 9 Pacific, 10 to 11 Central Time on this station. If you want to learn more about the Longevity line of products, call Phyllis and Andy or Nasima and Rachel at 866-735-2470, 866-735-2470. You can always check out my website, brightsideben.com. Click on the Join Now link on the upper right-hand corner, and somebody will get back to you with information about the Longevity line of products. For Doug and for the Genesis Communication Network and all the folks at Longevity, I'm pharmacist Ben Fuchs. Remember, as always, good nutrition is good medicine. Live from the bright side, folks. We'll talk to you all tomorrow. Alex Jones is next on most of these stations. See you later now. Bye-bye.
Hi, this is Alex Jones. Did you know that the global elite are now storing non-hybrid seeds in secret storage vaults near the Arctic Circle? Did you know that in a real meltdown, non-hybrid seeds can become more valuable than silver or gold? It's true, seeds have outperformed even gold and silver before in this country, and it's possible that could even happen again. So our friends at Solutions from Science have put together the perfect mix of non-hybrid seeds. They call it a survival seed bank, and it can produce an endless supply of nutrient-dense food for you and your family. And here's the best part. These seeds have not been genetically modified in any way, and you actually get enough seeds to plant a full-acre crisis garden. So visit them today at SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com. Or give them a call at 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. Remember, in a real crisis, non-hybrid seeds are the ultimate barter item. This is Alex Jones for SurvivalSeedBank.com.